Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about, like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you and prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Boomer and Geo,
BT and Sal,
Kevin and Tiki,
Keith McPherson, your nighttime host on the Fan.
On the Fan.
On the Fan.
On the Fan.
It's WFAN Daily, hosted by Pete Hoffman.
Welcome to another episode of WFAN Daily with yours truly, Pete Hoffman. And let's get right to the New York Yankees as they go to Toronto, to Canada, and they blow the first game of a 4-game series. And I think the worst part about this, and I know what most people are going to say, the worst part about this is Anthony Volpe, but we'll get back to him. The worst part about this is Max Scherzer. I mean, that to me was the most depressing thing, because I've seen Max Scherzer for years just be terrible recently, not be efficient, and somehow he gets 5 innings, 7 strikeouts, and that's just disturbing at this point in time. He shouldn't be that good. He shouldn't be able to withstand the Yankees' deep lineup, but maybe they're not as deep as we expect. And we're seeing this trend now. We are seeing a major trend take place that Aaron Judge is getting intentionally walked. He's now got 20 on the season. And if the Yankees can't find a way to take advantage of getting Aaron Judge on base and then the person behind him do something, then they're screwed. And now listen, Jazz Chisholm right now is taking advantage. If you want to look at what Jazz has done past few weeks, this month, he's now hit his 7th home run. He's got 20 RBIs in the month of June. This is all from coming back off a month-long injury. So he has definitely accelerated or succeeded since he's returned from the IL. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Now, is he always batting in that batting order? No. But Jazz Chisholm has performed. So that is a solid result of him batting last night or tonight or whatever you're listening to this behind Aaron Judge. But they need more offense. They need more offense, because if they're going to walk Aaron Judge, then you got to make them pay. It's got to be one of those things where it's like it's insulting. You're going to walk Aaron Judge even though nobody's on, or you're putting a game-winning run on the base path. You need to make them pay, and they haven't really done that yet. I know Giancarlo Stanton was able to get a good base hit in the game to extend the early lead for the New York Yankees in the was it the third inning? No, it was a little bit later on. but it just wasn't enough. And then the defensive plays from Anthony Volpe. And that's what people are going to talk about most of anything else, is that Anthony Volpe had a rough outing. And I got to defend him a little bit, because Anthony Volpe made a nice stop at shortstop. His throw to third base was off. There's no doubt about it. But if you listen to his post-game interview, he said, you got to make a play. And he tried. And I think that's part of the problem, is when somebody gives effort and doesn't succeed, we sit there and rip them a new one. And it's all about, oh, baseball IQ. What a dumb move to throw that ball away. Of course it's a stupid move. If Anthony Volpe picked up a ball and said, I'm just going to throw it to the stands. Yeah, that's an idiotic move. But Anthony Volpe didn't do that. He made a nice diving stop at shortstop, tried to get Clemente out at third base, and he was off with his throw. That's not a baseball IQ thing. That was just, whether it was a technique issue, fundamental issue, whatever it was, that was the problem. The throw at third base was not the problem. It was the fact that it landed or went to the right of Jazz Chisholm, never actually got to the third baseman, and the ball was basically rolling around. So think about this. Everyone is sitting there killing Volpe for his IQ. That's not an idiotic move. He's going towards third base anyway.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you want him just to hold the ball? Because that's the other option he could have done, was he could have made a nice diving play, hold the ball, and have everybody upset. How do you not try to make a play at third base? How do you not try to throw the ball at third base? It's always a second guessing over and over and over and over, analyzing everything that Anthony Volpe does now defensively. And I'm not trying to give him a pass. I'm not trying to say, like, hey, he's the best defensive shortstop in the league. That's not even close to what I'm saying. But that play in particular, yeah, it was an error, no doubt about it, but he tried to make a play, and good players make plays. He didn't make a play. It's not a low IQ thing. He had a great snap to get to that ball. Unfortunately, his throw was off the line. That's it. If you want him to eat it, I guess I'll give you that, but not really. I'm okay with him making that throw. But it's got to be accurate. It's got to be one of those things where it's like, hey, you make that throw, you make sure that it gets to Jazz. End of story. I don't care if it rolls to him. You make sure that he can catch it and play it. But don't tell me that that Anthony Volpe, his IQ is terrible because he tried to make a play. Like, come on. That's just getting idiotic now. That's getting personal, because you're frustrated with Anthony Volpe. He's not as good as everyone thought he'd be. He was overrated coming to the Yankees. He's the local kid, so everybody wants to kiss his butt, which is, listen, I'm not debating whether he's overrated. I'm not debating anything. Like, he's not terrible. He's definitely not great. His defense is okay. It's maybe even above average at times. It's definitely not gold glove worthy, but that's whatever. I'm not going to nitpick Anthony Volpe every which way. That's what everyone else is doing. And that's why they say that he's got a low IQ, which I think is ridiculous. He has not had the best defensive year, that's for sure. We're definitely going to say that. If he somehow pulls out a gold glove, that would be a miracle, because it has been a very, very rough year defensively for Anthony Volpe. But that being said, there were plenty of other issues, which is scoring. You got Aaron Judge sitting at second base. Oh, sorry, no, not sitting at second base. You did have him sitting at second base at one point in time, but you had Aaron Judge behind Cody Bellinger, and Bellinger pops out. It's like you have an opportunity to extend an inning to get to Aaron Judge in the ninth inning. And Judge versus not Trevor Hoffman, but Jeff Hoffman, 2-for-3, I think, with two home runs. you got to find a way to put the bat in Judge's hands and get him to the plate. That's honestly where the game was dead. You know, you got to find the way now, especially because the way they're pitching Judge and not pitching to Judge, if you have an opportunity right there, guess what? If Cody Bellinger finds a way to get on, whether it's a walk, a single, whatever it is, finds a way to get on, extends that inning, gets to Aaron Judge, and if they intentionally walk him again, Jazz Chisholm is up, and he's been on fire lately. Go for it. I'll take that shot any day of Jazz with bases loaded, two out, pressure's all on Jeff Hoffman, and the way that Jazz has been hitting lately, I trust him, man. There's one person right now besides Aaron Judge that I personally trust on the New York Yankees day in and day out over the past month, and that's Jazz Chisholm. Defensively, even he got screwed up today or Thursday or Monday, whatever today is. I don't even remember anymore. They're all coming together. It's all just like squished. I just don't stop doing podcasts, so I can't remember if today's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It's Monday when I'm recording it. It's Tuesday when you're listening to it, maybe. That being said, Yankees lose game one of a four-game set. Carlos Rodon only goes five innings, 96 pitches, I believe it was. So he's starting to struggle. He's not getting deeper into games where he was early in the season. And now with injuries to Fernando Cruz, which that sucks. I mean, you talk about a guy who was brought in. A lot of people weren't sure who he was. He came from the Reds. I saw a high strikeout total for him. His ERA was also a little bit high too, but he was able to bring those numbers down, but the strikeout total was real. And now he's going to be out with an oblique for at least 6 weeks, maybe more, because I think a high strain oblique, that's going to hurt the bullpen for the Yankees, and which they already needed more bullpen help come trade deadline. You're talking about Cruz not returning till after the trade deadline. That means focus is going to be even more now than ever on the bullpen to try to make sure you can secure arms because, you know, Loaisiga, I think, is a little bit day-to-day. You've obviously had issues with Weaver. Just came off the IL not too long ago, but there's been so many names up and down, back and forth on the IL. You're going to have to get more reinforcements. And you want them to be good. You don't want the Mets situation where you're sitting there bottom of the barrel. Let's see who we can get off of waivers. Let's see who was just DFA'd. No, you need legitimate late-inning arms. Don't go the retread route. That's not the way to work. That's not the way to go about it. That's just asking for more problems. That's asking to get by until somehow somebody falls in your lap, and you don't always get somebody to fall in your lap. Cruz, I'm not saying he fell into your lap because you made a trade for him for Jose Trevino, but he fell into your lap. That was the move. Now you got to wait at least 6 weeks to get him back. And, you know, listen, the Yankees are still in good shape. They finish the month of June one game under 500. That's not great, but you're still in first place. You're still in a good spot. And again, like when you're comparing yourself to other teams in the American League, you're one of the best teams in the league. You're one of the top teams. I know Houston's up there now too, but Yankees are one of the best teams in the league. There's no doubt about it in the American League. And even though Blue Jays won, they don't scare me that much. You could split this series and it's okay. You really can. Vlad Guerrero Jr., he does what he does. He has a couple hits, scores three, drives in three RBI. It's going to happen sometimes. You know, he's the type of player that's going to be able to, you know, he's just too talented to cover up sometimes and prevent from getting hits. Unless you want to walk him. You could always go that route. You could always go, let's just intentionally walk him. Just give him the Judge treatment. That's okay too. It's not the end of the world. Again, two hits, three RBIs, one double. You could prevent that if you really want to. Because after him, Kirk went 0 for 3. Barger went 0 for 4. So it's not like the people behind him were doing anything. You know? That's why it's so significant now that Jazz is behind Judge, because Jazz has actually been hitting the ball. If you keep Jazz there behind Judge and Jazz Chisholm keeps on hitting the ball, they're not going to be able to walk Judge anymore. They're going to say, this is dumb. We're just putting on an extra run for Jazz if he hits a home run. That's legitimately what they're doing. It won't be worth it anymore. It won't be worth throwing to Jazz if he's driving in whomever's in front of him. Trent Grisham also is on. Got hurt, so I'm not sure how long, if he's going to be out at all. Austin Wells, there was a little update. He should be back on Wednesday. He's got some circulation issue going on his finger, but he should be okay. And that's that with the Yankees. Now let's get to the Knicks real quick, because there is free agency, okay? And the Knicks were able to actually make a move. According to reports, Jordan Clarkson is going to get the veteran minimum for the New York Knicks. And he is a guy who is a bench player, a role player. But the one thing he is not, which is amazing that they keep on going through this route, is he's not a high leverage defender. That is a head scratcher. Now, Clarkson has had his moments. He's sixth man of the year. He's had a triple-double before, so he can do certain he's got some game to him. He's getting older. I think he's 33 years old. But is he the guy you need on the New York Knicks? Again, for that price, I guess it's okay. I know they were thinking about Russell Westbrook as well. But on the other hand, I'm thinking, what was the big issue all playoffs long? Was the defense. The defense of the New York Knicks. And yet the first move they make in the offseason is Jordan Clarkson, who is not known for his defense. So I'm confused. What the plan is. Are they just trying to get another score for when they give when they sit players and give other people minutes? Jordan Clarkson they could trust. And now it sounds like Mike Brown may be the one leading the charge. There was rumors of Dawn Staley the other day. Now it's Mike Brown is going to be the seems to be the favorite at the moment to coach the Knicks. I think he's getting another opportunity for an interview with the Knicks. My issue with that is you just sent Tom Thibodeau away. He got the Knicks to the Eastern Conference Finals. They blew game one. If they didn't blow game one, they probably would have been in the finals. And you're bringing Mike Brown in. If that's what they do, if that's what they choose, they're going to bring Mike Brown to be the next head coach of the New York Knicks, who in all his years of coaching has never won anything as a head coach, did bring the Cavaliers to a finals led by LeBron James. And you could sit there and say, oh, but he had nobody else on the team. The team wasn't that good. So it was just really LeBron James. But if Mike Brown's that good of a coach, shouldn't he have had his team better prepared rather than get swept by the Spurs? Okay? Because that's what happened. They lost 4-0. And the only other time, only other season, there was only one other season where he got to the Eastern Conference Finals. So I don't see the upgrade. I see a coach that has lost a lot in a semi-conference. I mean, that's Tom Thibodeau. That's basically what he did. So what about him makes him special? And he's coached some good teams, some good players. Again, LeBron James he had on his team, a young prime LeBron James. So what has Mike Brown done that says, ooh, it's exciting. Let's bring him to the Knicks. Let's get him in charge. There's nothing. This to me just smells like another wrong move because they don't know what to do because they jumped the gun and fired Tom Thibodeau for no apparent reason. They had no coach in mind. If it was the coach that they wanted was Jason Kidd and he just never was going to become available, they had no plan in action. And I don't care what you tell me. That to me is the dumbest thing ever. To fire a coach and not have a real game plan, especially when you have your basic starting five coming back again. The same roster is basically coming back again, minus a few minor pieces. Like Kendrick Lamar would say, minor pieces we're talking about here. We're not talking about, you know, a stud transition. We're not talking about Giannis. Like, right? Like, I keep on hearing, oh, the Knicks are trying to get Giannis. Yeah, I'm sure they're trying to. Like, every other team in the NBA are trying to get Giannis. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And if they did trade for Giannis, they're giving up key players. So what, and which is more of a head scratcher. Either way, it's good to see the Knicks active, you know, trying to get better, I guess. I'm just confused at the coaching decisions. Dawn Staley, I prefer to see Dawn Staley over Mike Brown because I have no idea what Dawn's going to do. I have no idea how she can coach a team. And I feel like Jalen Brunson has a better connection with Dawn Staley than Mike Brown. So at least there's something there. There's some chemistry there. But again, like I said earlier this month, I don't think that Leon Rose is committed to Jalen Brunson anymore. And I think that we have to start to realize that. The next coach is probably going to be one that favors Carl Anthony Towns. Jalen Brunson is not here for the long run. He's here till this contract is over. And he's going to be shipped out, and he's going to be gone. Because some reason, Leon Rose now has the twinkle eye for Carl Anthony Towns. That's his boy. And he's going to try to build around that. And I guess maybe that's why they're going to get Mike Brown. But that still doesn't make any sense, but that's what I can muster up. All right, thanks for listening to another episode of WFAN Daily. I'll be back tomorrow with more as we will then, you know, hopefully the Yankees and the Mets can both get a W and we can stop these losing efforts and losing ways and disgusting defense and disgusting pitching and all that other nonsense. Even though the pitching wasn't so bad with the Yankees, it just was not a good showing at the end of the day by the defense. That was the issue for the Yankees. And we'll find out more if there's anything else that happens with the Knicks, because I'm sure sooner or later they're going to have to hire a coach, right? I mean, it's going to be July. It's July 1st. I kept on asking BT and Sal, like, will they hire a coach before? Excuse me. Bless me. I kept on asking BT and Sal, will they hire a coach before July 1st? And the first time I asked them that, they both were like, yeah, of course. And it's July 1st, and they haven't hired a coach. But I feel like most people were confident that there was a plan that the Knicks had. And now free agency is starting, and trades are taking place, and summer league's around the corner, and yet somehow there's still no coach. There's still no game plan. How about that? All right. Thank you again for listening to another episode of WFAN Daily. Please like, subscribe, and all that good stuff. Go to the Odyssey app. If you don't have it, download it, and that's where you can get WFAN Daily, or you can get it wherever you listen to your podcast. It's all good. I will have another Rico Bronya coming up later on the week with Evan Roberts, as we do all the time. We do at least two a week. We're getting ready for that Yankee-Mets Subway Series, which should be a doozy if the Mets continue to lose games and we get to the Citi Field and the Mets are, what, five games out of the division? I mean, that would be brutal, but that's always a possibility. I mean, the Mets just find a way to continue to Met. And then, yeah, I will have more. I'll be back with BT and Sal tomorrow or today, depending on when you're listening. That's Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. But also don't forget to check out Boomer and Geo, Evan and Tiki, Tommy Lugauer, the Lugauer, Mr. Positive Tommy, Keith McPherson, Chris McMonagle, you name it. It's all there. It's all in the Odyssey app, too. If you miss anything, that's where you can get all the podcasts, Rico Bronya, Unkillable, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Till tomorrow, everyone enjoy your day, your evening, your night, whatever it is, on another episode of WFAN Daily with Pete Hoffman. And as always, you could always follow me at Hoff, WFAN. See ya.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.